Early 2019, the evening in the bar. Layla is cleaning bottles. Don is sitting at the bar eating. Customer one is drunk.
Look, I'm telling you, whenever you go back there, ask for the special concoction. You won't regret it. All right, it's this brown, greenish looking thing with a lemon in it. Believe me.
The hell?
Believe me. I was saying no too.
What made you change your mind?
I took a few shots of whiskey.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass.
Come on, really, it's good. Plus my cousin Whitney was sitting right beside me telling me to drink it. And boy, did I make the right decision.
Maybe.
Here you go with that again.
I'm serious. Whitney ain't even...
I know. I think I need another drink.
I got you.
Come on, Don.
Hey, let the girl live. If she wants to drink, let her drink. She knows her limit.
Thank you. You the man, Don. You the man.
Layla, can you get this woman some whiskey? You can put it on my tab.
You're not even finished paying the remaining balance.
I told you I get paid this upcoming week.
You said that last week.
Come on. You know I got you covered.
Okay. You're lucky we're friends.
Didn't water this down, did you?
No, boy.
Don hands a drink to customer one.
Well, I appreciate you.
So how's my boy doing?
What are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about? Dominic. Why you say it like that?
Dominic ain't doing so well.
Man, don't tell me that.
I'm serious. He put his hands on my friends.
Dominic did? How it happened?
Lauren got all up in his face and he pushed her. He snapped a little bit. I'm afraid for him.
She's not gonna press charges, is she?
No, I convinced him not to, but Dominic needs to seek help.
Dominic gonna be all right. He'll work in progress.
Maybe he needs to see a counselor.
Don't tell that to Dominic. He doesn't believe he needs it. He was good for years now.
Well, I think he does. Has Dominic hit anyone before?
Well, not a woman.
What? Has he hit someone else? What are you saying, Don?
I'm saying maybe his uncle rubbed off on him a little bit.
That's bullshit, Don. Dominic never mentioned anything about this, and we've been together for 2 years now.
I'm afraid it's not bullshit, Layla. I was there with him.
Well, how come he didn't say anything to me?
Dominic doesn't like discussing his past. He isn't very proud of how he grew up, the things he saw, the things he experienced. He's trying to run away from all that.
Run away from what, Don? Get to the point.
His traumas. He's battling his demons.
Trauma doesn't explain it, and everyone has demons. Don, it's not a good excuse. What about his mother then? Where's she at?
Nobody knows. She was gone a week after her husband died. Left without saying nothing. I'm starting to think maybe I bit off more than I could chew. I'm asking for your help, Layla.
This is your responsibility, Don. That's your best friend.
I know it is. Don't you think I've been trying, Layla?
Clearly what you've been doing isn't working. Stop being lazy and try harder. Okay, and what happens if that doesn't work again? You gonna come rushing to my aid if his demons start acting out?
Then protect yourself. Buy pepper spray or something.
What? I shouldn't have to go that far for the man I'm supposed to love.
I need another cup.
Leave the woman alone. You don't need it.
I'm coming.
I'm sorry, Layla. Okay, excuse my friend.
No, it's fine.
After this drink, we won't bother you anymore. And then we're gonna be on our way out.
Out? We just got here a couple minutes ago. I ain't ready to leave yet.
But I am ready to go.
Here you go.
Well, you can go by yourself. I ain't leaving until I...
See what I mean? See what I mean? Yep, it's about our time. Look, thank you, Layla, okay? Thank you again.
Bye-bye now. Enjoy the rest of y'all's night.
Bye, Don.
But as I was saying earlier, if things go wrong, I promise I'll personally force Dominic to go get some help. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make it work for him. Of course, gladly. Let me know the date so I can go with you.
Okay, I will.
Well, I think it's about time I head on out.
Okay, Don. Have a nice night.
The next day, in a hotel. The hotel is decorated with rose petals and candles. The letters, Layla, is spelled out on the floor. Dominic is sitting on a bed, patiently awaiting for Layla to come. A few minutes later, he hears knocking.
I'm coming. Hey, beautiful.
Dominic goes in for a kiss.
No, not yet.
Hug?
Fine.
I missed you.
Yup.
I love you, Layla. You know that, right? I don't know what I would do without you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look what I brought you.
Dominic pulls out a picture frame with both of them.
Look at us. We look so happy together. I'm blessed to have a beautiful woman by my side. You can trust me, Layla. I would never harm you.
I'm listening.
You can sit down if you want.
Dominic scoots over. Layla comes to sit down, grabbing into her purse tightly.
Hey, that's a nice purse you got there. When'd you get it?
Thank you. It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
About what?
For what I have done to your friend.
Did Don tell you to say that?
What? Of course not.
Then how come all of a sudden you apologizing now and you didn't apologize then?
Well, because I had time to think about it.
You put your hands on her. There's nothing to think about. You were wrong.
I know I was wrong. That's why I'm apologizing.
You should be apologizing to her also.
And I will when I see her again.
Do you even mean that? Or are you just saying whatever?
I mean it.
You don't sound very convincing. I got questions.
Then let's talk then. You look tense, Layla. Come on. Let me grab that purse from you. Get comfortable.
No, I'm fine the way I am. How come you didn't tell me?
Tell you what?
About your past with your family.
What about them?
About your father's death and your uncle's history of abuse. Don't play dumb with me.
Who told you that?
Don't worry about all that. Why did you lie about your family this whole time?
Because...
Because what? You're supposed to trust me.
You don't even trust me now. How can you talk about trust?
Oh, these instances are not the same. You've been lying since the beginning.
Can't a man have his secrets, Layla? Don't you have secrets?
I don't have secrets that can ruin the relationship.
How can this secret mess up this relationship?
Open your eyes. Don't you see what you've done?
Because I didn't want to lose you.
You're losing me now.
This wasn't supposed to happen. I thought I got over it. My father told me to never raise a hand at a woman. You think I would intentionally disrespect my father like that? On purpose? I love my father. That's how I was able to stay in that house. I tried to be like him. I had to be strong at the age of 12. I had nobody. Layla, I'm trying to change.
If you really want to change, Dominic, you come with me and Don next week to see someone that can help you.
That ain't gonna help me.
Dominic, you have to admit, you have some problems. You need some help.
I know I have problems. I just need time to deal with them, to heal. Your friends reminded me of my past. I knew I shouldn't have stayed. I thought I was good, but I guess my issues are coming back to haunt me.
Well, maybe if you would have told me about your issues, none of this would have happened.
How was I supposed to know your friends had issues?
The same way you expected me to know about the skeletons you got buried up. All of this could have been solved if you communicated with me instead of keeping secrets. But that's neither here nor there.
I've been dealing with my trauma since I was 12. I thought I was fine. I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel like anybody would have did what I did if they'd gone through what I've gone through.
Yeah, that's why I'm suggesting you seek help.
It's like you're only seeing fault in me. I'm the victim just as much as your friends. I know what I did was wrong. But your friends ain't no saints either. Your friends got love issues. Did you recommend your friend to a relationship counselor? Did you say anything to her? Did you give her the same treatment you're giving me?
Oh, you have no idea what I did.
And you have no idea what I've been through.
Dominic, all I'm trying to do is help you. Why don't you see that?
If you're trying to help me, you would give me more time to figure it all out.
Even Don recommended you seek help. I'm not the only one who sees that. Maybe this is a sign that it can help you.
I don't need someone telling me how I should live my life. They haven't gone through what I have. I don't need their advice. I'm a great man just like my father.
I'm not saying that you aren't a great man. I just want the man I met back in the bar.
And I'm still that man. I love you all the same.
Well, if you love me, then you would do this for me.
I can use that same line on you.
Why do you have to be so hard-headed?
I am not hard-headed.
Then what do you call it, huh?
I'm done talking about this, okay?
Running away from your problems ain't gonna solve nothing, Dominic.
Running away?
Yes, you're running away from everything, expecting things to just fix itself. The world doesn't work that way. Problems don't just get fixed. You can't just keep...
Dominic slaps Layla in the face.
Running away? Running away ain't in my blood. I never ran away from a damn thing in my life. My father ain't raised no coward. Do you think anybody could have done what I did? No! Nobody had to endure what I had to endure. And now you're telling me that I'm running away from my issues? That I need to listen to someone explain away my problems that they don't understand? That I need someone to tell me who I am? I know who I am. You have no right to dictate to me.
Dominic realizes what he just done. Breathes deeply.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to. It just, you mentioned me running away. And I kind of snapped. I'm sorry, Layla. I love you so much. Forgive me. Please, Layla.
I'm leaving.
Wait, Layla. Damn it. Dominic. I gotta get it back. Wait, Layla.